going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it's going to be for the Eagles this coming season. Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 for this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you need peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Right, we'll get back to your phone calls here on the Phils. Are you fully buying in? They're 32-18 on pace for over 100 victories, and they're playing great baseball right now. From the offense, the bullpen's been better, the starting pitch's been great the whole season. I'm hitting the pause button, though. I'm not fully buying in yet. This has been against a lot of tomato cans, legitimate tomato cans, in the Rockies and the Pirates and the Rockies and the Nats. I got to see it a little bit longer before I believe they're this good. Hugh's feeling good. He's buying in. Where do you come down on the Phillies? And, of course, $100 gift card to Sunoco. We're looking for some wild jobs. It'd be funny to imagine us doing here on the Midday Show. Hugh is a lifeguard, horse inseminator, and pro sleeper, so far as what we've heard. All right, before we go any further, though.
One of these is not like the other.
Definitely.
Hugh, we got some news this week that had nothing to do with the Tush Push. Tush Push was the biggest news this week, and awesome news for the Eagles. We're going to hear a little bit from what Jason Kelce said this morning about that coming up. But we got the news that the Eagles are going to be on Hard Knocks this season. Now, yeah, here we go. To be clear, it is not the summer Hard Knocks, your classic Hard Knocks in the training camp. It's going to be the in-season Hard Knocks following the team all year. It's the division. So it's not just the Eagles. It'll be the Eagles, the Cowboys, Commanders, Giants, in-season NFC East Hard Knocks. I love this. I think it's a good thing they're on. Well, it's because you got cut on Hard Knocks.
I mean, no, it's not it. Let me look at it like this, people.
Does you do anything for us?
Let's pretend for a moment, because we're pretending, that Hard Knocks was here last year when the A.J. Brown, Brandon Graham thing blew up, and how that could have worked against us. Because this is the one thing that we all know about relationships. And when you allow outside individuals to influence relationships that they have no depth on, or no, you know what I mean, no bandwidth, is that it makes it worse. Think about any relationship that you've ever been in when a friend or a family member on the fringes looks at that or has a comment or says something about something they have no depth about and how it makes it worse. This is what Hard Knocks is going to be. This is exactly what it's going to be, and it's going to turn probably small things, because let's be honest, the way that whirlwind went up last year, that could have went either way for us as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon went in there as a man. Just think if Brandon went in there and he apologized, and the Hard Knocks cameras were in there for that. Now you open yourself up for all types of other scrutiny, because just say, for example, somebody might say, I don't like the way Brandon apologized, or he wasn't genuine. Or so, like, I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it needs to be done, but I get it, because you just won the Super Bowl, and then on the back end of that, You got the Giants, and Saquon's here. It's a compelling story.
The division is compelling. You Jaden Daniels, yeah, the Cowboys.
It's a compelling. Jerry Jones, yep, and the helicopter shenanigans and all this stuff. I get it.
So I understand your point on the, well, yeah, this is going to make small things bigger. But it blew up last year.
AJ Brown thing happened anyway.
It blew up last year without any cameras.
No, but it could have been worse.
I don't know. I mean, we spent a whole week on that.
It could have been. No, when I say it could have been worse, people.
Brandon Graham went on the air for 20 minutes and flamed AJ.
No, but when I'm saying it could have been worse because it could have went the other way. It could have gotten a lot worse for the players in the locker room because we used to call it putting jumper cables on somebody, gassing them up, putting jumper cables on them. Could have made it worse by doing that. They kept it in-house for the most part. We did our reckless speculation every day. And they rose above all of that and were able to win the Super Bowl.
I actually think the Eagles are uniquely positioned to handle this. They handle WIP. They handle the craziest football fan base.
We do that anyway.
I know. Like, we're doing this literally. This station is here 24 hours a day talking about the Eagles.
Like, we are the Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Like, if they can get through us and our nonsense and our conversation... I mean, they won the Super Bowl last year. I was talking about firing the head coach after 4 weeks. People agreed with me that day. I wasn't the only one. They won the Super Bowl. I think the Eagles could handle all this stuff. Remember minicamp last year, right around this time, when Jalen Hurts gave that really bizarre answer about Nick Sirianni? They still won the Super Bowl. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm excited for it.
All that stuff is on YouTube, like all their press conferences, everything they say and stuff. Like, the world we live in today, like, it's basically, like, Hard Knocks is just condensing it into a more accessible or, like, version of it that you can stream. But, like, we have all of this content. We have all this info already. The coverage of teams now is, I mean, it's just different than it was, I mean, when you played and when you were on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, I know, and you have more editorial control.
A lot more social media. Players are on social media.
I get that.
I
get that. Yeah. My biggest thing is this. The outside influence could be somewhat of a problem. You know, I mean, that's just my personal feeling on it. I'm not a fan of it, and that's why I feel the way. Because a lot of times, think about it like this, and I don't know how many relationships either one of you have had, but they always get a little bit more messy when you get family involved. When family gets involved, sure, and everybody has an opinion about
that,
something.
That makes it harder.
It makes it a little harder, and that's how I look at it.
So I also think, and look, we'll see how the season plays out, but I'm not even sure week to week the Eagles are going to get the most airtime. They have the Cowboys on there.
And the Giants.
The Cowboys.
And I thought about that too, Joe.
Right, it's an Amazon national show.
There's more dysfunctional teams in the NFC.
You beat me to it, but you're right. You're right. I understand it.
Look, there's going to be a week, we know it, where the Eagles will lose a game, and maybe AJ is on the sideline reading a book or whatever, you know, doing a crossword puzzle or something, and they blow it up and make it a big thing. There'll be a few weeks of that, but the Eagles should be really good. They should... I mean, there shouldn't be that much drama. They're coming off the Super Bowl. Yeah. Like last year, again, I thought they should fire Sirianni after 4 weeks. If they start 2-2 this year, I'm not going to say that. We're not, as a station, not going to be having that conversation off the Super Bowl. So I think it's going to be actually less drama.
It's down to the Eagles themselves. Like last season, they had the AFC North on Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
Harbaugh and the Ravens, Tomlin and the Steelers went through that entire thing without any real serious drama coming out of that.
Yep. Like they
were
had quarterback controversy.
They had good, like Tomlin was buttoned up. Harbaugh buttoned up. Like if Sirianni's not buttoned up, that's on Sirianni. It's not on Hard Knocks being there. Like
same thing with AJ. If he's messy. Yeah.
Like all the stuff that we pointed and laughed at was about the Browns. And they were the Browns anyway. Just don't be the Browns.
I think it's a good thing.
I'm
excited for this. 215-592-9494. Is it a good thing the Eagles are on Hard Knocks? All right, Hugh doesn't think so.
No.
You're not the only one, though. DeVonta Smith recently, this was before we knew it was official, but the kind of the rumors were out there. Here's DeVonta talking about wanting or not wanting to be on Hard Knocks.
I wouldn't say it's a curse. I think they just picked teams. They feel got a lot of stuff going on, like a lot of drama and stuff, which I'm surprised they haven't mentioned the idea of this.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie. In Philly, it's a movie, man. If they had Hard Knocks with us, man, they'd be like, man, this is crazy team, so I'm glad they ain't picked us.
I don't know if they've ever done one on a team after winning a Super Bowl. They're probably gonna watch this, but hey,
I hope we decline, man.
Well, they didn't. I'm not sure they can.
And he said that in the nicest way he possibly could.
Yep.
Philadelphia is a movie. It is. Like, I am fascinated on a day-to-day basis how passionate, because I tend to forget every now and then. I don't know how. And somebody say, how do you tend to forget? You work at WIP every day. I do. But when I unplug, I usually go and do my own thing. But after the tush push thing went in our favor, I like there were people speaking to me that I didn't even know knew that I used to play football. You know what I mean? Or listen to the station, because a lot of times people like say you're coming into work or whatever, and they'll say hi, but that's it. They won't say anything else. But the last couple of days after the verdict was in our favor, I was having random conversations with people that I've seen normally, but they just didn't say anything. So it is a movie. I'm humbled every day about how passionate the Eagles fans and the 444 fans are about all their sports teams.
Well, that's part of the reason that I'm sure they chose the NFC.
Yeah.
I mean, you got fan bases that care, and the Cowboys and the Eagles off the Super Bowl.
I get that.
I love it, and I'm not worried about this. All right, Devontae didn't want it. AJ Brown also chimed in. He tweeted nope the other day when he tweeted nope on the NFL Films tweet of that they're doing this, right? Like they put out the, hey, we're doing this battle for the East, Hard Knocks in season with the NFC's premieres on HBO Max this season. And he just wrote nope. Well, I'm sorry, AJ, you don't really get to choose. I mean, you're part of this and you got to be on your best behavior with those cameras in there. All right. I think we all deep down know why Hugh Douglas doesn't want Hard Knocks here.
Wow.
Right? Well, because you're a veteran of Hard Knocks. Let's hear.
Del Rio meets privately with his staff. Releasing Hugh Douglas is a big decision. Del Rio wants to make sure it's the right one.
Let me ask you this. What does Hugh give us that Lionel doesn't give you?
I remember Lionel Barnes.
I'm just saying. I mean, what are we paying for? I don't want to be hasty. I really don't. Tell me if I'm way off base, but does Hugh do anything for us? I'm not trying to stir it up. Believe me, all I want is the best guys.
Yeah.
That's what we all want, right?
No, yeah, I didn't fit the defense that they wanted to play.
Yeah.
You know. And Lionel did what they wanted him to do. You know, it was a lot. And I mean, hey, I'm not upset I got cut. They did me a favor.
They did. You got to come back.
They did me a huge favor.
Yeah, I mean, screw Jackson.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Plus the alligators and all that.
Yeah.
I can't hear that fight. Full clip without feeling like the drops are being dropped in.
No.
Like you play a drop enough.
Like it's our drop that they put in the show.
But let me tell you, it's partly on me because, you know, I know that, you know, I didn't have the greatest year and I was coming back. You know, I was trying to get healthy off the injury. But the thing that really rubbed me the wrong way is when I can't, you know, me and Jack had a private conversation, called me, hey, you know, and I'm dealing with Jack because I dealt with Andy Reid. And Andy was the type of coach that was for the players. And he never, anything me and Andy talked about, it was between me and Andy. So I'm talking to Jack, and Jack said, hey, man, we want you to do this, that. This is the weight we want you to come in. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm busting my ass getting ready for the season, right? And I never forget, I'm walking through the door. And you know how you can tell when people are talking about you?
Mm.
And they say, oh, there you go. You know, so the camera crew is waiting by the door. So I walk in, you know. I'm ready to go, getting ready for the season. Mind is clear, trying to salvage this thing. So they're looking at me sideways, right? So the first thing you had to do when you get in is weigh in. So I'm like, all of a sudden, I walk in and I got an entourage.
Mm.
And I'm like, what the hell going on? So I get on the scale and camera's on.
You were a story right away.
Yeah. Boom, camera's on. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's like this, like, wow. So I made my weight. I made the weight. I was at the weight, the exact weight that he wanted me to be. And at that point, I was like, man, you know what? Screw Jacksonville. But it was like I was still healing. But, you know, hey, it was what it was. But I did not like that. I did not like the fact that conversation to me was in confidence. And you made it the storyline. Because that was me and you talking. But I will give him this. When they cut me, we had a private meeting. But at that point, it was done. That relationship had been done,
right?
Because you played for the cameras, so it was cool. But that's what you worry about. I don't. To your point, Kyle, the Eagles are a much better organization. They're not going to play those stupid games that they played in Jacksonville. They're not going to do any of that.
And they're coming off a Super Bowl.
Yes.
I actually think last year, with all the drama leading into last summer, now the Eagles handled it fine, right? They put the pieces together. I think last year would have been a problem. Could you imagine if it was Hard Knocks last summer when the Jalen thing happened and he wouldn't back Sirianni? That would have been, whoo!
Let's be honest about Hard Knocks, though. If it were around in that summer, you know what it would feature? A lot of us reacting to the Jalen stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, overreacting. Listen,
but at the end of the day, we're doing that with or without Hard Knocks.
Yeah. No, I know. But there was drama leading into the summer last year. There's not this year. There's just, can they repeat, right? And there's little things. But I'm excited for this. I think it's a good thing. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Eagles being part of the in-season Hard Knocks on the NFC East? I like it. Kyle likes it. Hugh, with some bad memories of the past to Hard Knocks, doesn't like it. Where do you come down? Plus the Phils. Are you buying in fully on this Phillies team? 32-18 through 50 games. Andy in Westchester's up. Hey, Andy.
Nope. I do not want the Hard Knocks. I'm with A.J. Brown.
Oh, come on. You know you're going to watch, and you know it's going to be fun.
I never watch it. Has any team really ever had a good season after being on that?
Wasn't Denver?
I got to think. I'm sure. I mean, just the odds say they've been doing this for 20 years. I mean, someone's had a good season. Plus, Andy, the one they do now in the season, they do a whole division, right? So, like, someone's got to win the division. Right. Someone's got to be good.
And does that air in season? I don't know.
It does.
It's almost like a soap opera.
Yeah, week by week.
Yeah, it's a weekly thing, yeah.
Right. That's why I don't really pay attention. I'm not in the reality thing, but I don't live in reality, see?
Well, yeah, me neither. We work at WIP, so we don't live there either.
So, I'm not fully bought in on the Phillies either. I mean, I really love what they're doing right now, but they're the girlfriend that's hurt you too many times, and it's kind of wait and see.
She's
I got to go to the bar
two more fine,
times with her and see if she ends up on the table.
She's still fine, though. She's still fine when she's
here. Yeah, exactly. I'm enjoying it now, but stay off the table. That's pretty much where we're at.
I guarantee you, Ed, there's going to be some bad decisions made this weekend with that going on just right there.
Of course.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for me. And also, I was thinking about Rojas. Did he have cleats on?
Hugh asked that this morning.
Andy, me and you are thinking.
It's funny. Like, you said the same thing.
I didn't say it, Andy, but me and you are thinking the same thing because he looks like he belongs. He has to look like he belongs. Because they were on the field warming up.
Even if he's in shorts, he had to have cleats on.
You would think there's cleats on. But if you're the security guard and you see this guy in the bushes, I mean, what are you thinking?
It's the camera.
It's the camera.
We're on the same page. I'm going to leave it like that. Okay. But it's like some folks need to read the room, man. Mm. I mean, Buddy looked like a baseball. He looked like he – I don't know what he had on. But I'm pretty sure he looked like he belonged. So
yeah.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
Before you give your odd job for us to do, Andy, I just look. No team that's ever been on the summer Hard Knocks has won the Super Bowl. A few teams have been pretty good. The Jets, one of the years they went to the title game with Rex Ryan, but for the most part, no, it hasn't led to a Super Bowl. If that's what you're wondering.
Yeah, I just feel I don't know. It just seems like nothing ever good comes out of it. The only thing I hear of it is funny stuff, you know, being played on the radio. The dumb things people say and do and get caught doing.
So, well, I mean, anyway. I'm sure the Giants, I'm sure Joe Shane is ready to just lose his mind.
Because he got to go back to back.
Yeah, he's got to go back on TV again looking like a smacked ass. All right, what do you got for us, Andy? What is your odd job you think would be funny if we did?
I love that it's always what if we did and then it just becomes
I know,
if you did.
I know,
I'm thinking of jockey.
A jockey?
My big ass on a horse.
No, that, would be that horse would not go anywhere.
That horse would be in struggle bus.
You know what the crazy part is? I was watching the Preakness, the Preakness last weekend, and obviously the Derby a few weeks before. Even I weigh way too much to be a jockey.
Them jockeys are petite.
I think it's like 115 is the max. They are little men. I mean, they're just tiny. Andy, we preached a phone call. All right. I mean, either of us, the jockey is ridiculous, but Hugh as a jockey just feels
that's bad.
Insane.
That would, I mean, that's cruel.
I think the horse could handle it.
Oh, well.
No, I mean, he could, but not at a fast
speed.
You're
not like making him run and all that.
No, but Hugh could sit on a horse. The horse is going to be okay.
Yeah, the horse is going to be okay, but it's not going to run that fast. It's not going to run like it would if, you know, when them little petite men were on there.
I don't even
like
think
who?
We know. No, we don't know anyone that tiny.
See, I can't take shots at Moshe anymore because Moshe had it. He's Hunter. He's a hunter.
Hunter
Moshe's
for what?
A wingman. Moshe's like, you know, he be casting that line. He be throwing it out there.
You can take shots.
Oh yeah, I do. But I'm Moshe is like, you know, he's an icebreaker. I'm gonna start calling Moshe the icebreaker.
Yeah, but not he. But he even he couldn't be a jockey. I mean, he's too stocky to be a jockey.
Yeah, he got a little belly.
Well, not even that. I mean, you took it too far.
Took it 1 minute.
No, Moshe. Listen, Moshe knows how these things go.
I'm just saying he's not 115 pounds.
Moshe is a good dude. Moshe, he a little rotund.
Do you know any adult man that's small enough to be a jockey? I don't.
Do I know an adult man?
Yeah, I just don't know anyone that could be a jockey. I mean, that's really small. You have to be short, right? I mean, you have to be really short, because otherwise, anyone that's like 5'11", no,
I don't know anybody personally that I know, that could be a jockey. No, I don't know that.
I don't know anyone. But
Moshe, like that.
He's got the height.
He's a little bit too. No, he's. I think Moshe is a little bit too tall to be a jockey.
I don't know about that. I'm just not sure about that one. Thomas
and Moshe out here catching strays.
Thomas, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Yeah, so the Phillies, I'm kind of buying right now. You know, a lot of the things that I was worried about, Romano earlier, Boehm earlier, you know, they really stepped it up. Romano went from like 11.63 ERA down to a 6, I believe. So I'm definitely buying in right now. You know, the Alvarado thing, that's a heartbreaker. But, you know, if Romano can be close enough to Alvarado, I'm definitely buying in right now.
Well, it certainly makes the bullpen issues less pressing. Like, we still need someone, Thomas. I'm like, they're going to miss Alvarado, especially as they play better teams. But I'm shocked at how good Romano's been for a while now. Like, after the first few outings he was good, I was like, all right, let's just see how long he could do this for. But it's been like 3 weeks where he looks dominant out there.
Yeah. I want to talk about the tush-push two thing. Mm-hmm. So I have a premonition for you. So say... say you're Roger Goodell and, you know, this vote passes next year. If, I don't know if that ever came up, like a draft pick, right? So, hey, got passed. What do we need to get this play out of here, even though they voted to pass it? If I gave you, let's say, a first round pick or a second round pick or whatever, does that sway you, or would you look at that as selling out? Like, yeah, you're getting a pick, but you're selling off.
All right, so you're bringing it from the, like, if the Eagles' perspective, right? Like, we give up the tush push, but they give us a pick. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Would I trade the tush push for a first round pick? Yeah, I would. I think they could survive without the play.
How far down would you go? Third round pick, fourth round pick?
It's actually an interesting premise. Second is where I start to think differently about it. I might still take the second, Thomas. I'm not taking a third. I like the play too much. Would you take a first-round pick for the tush push, you?
I mean, that's an interesting hypothetical.
Yeah. You can get a good player in the first round.
Yeah, but no.
I mean, you were a first-round
pick. Yeah, but maybe not.
No.
Well, but it's
I'm gonna keep the play
guaranteed
because,
1 yard, maybe
well,
good
it's,
player.
It's a cheat code. Like I said, it's a cheat code.
Yeah, but you could run a quarterback sneak and get a star player.
Yeah, but you have something that the NFL
I like this question.
Has
this is a good
tried
one,
to litigate
a
in a
too,
court.
All right, what's your job?
So I don't know if it's the name of it, but you guys being an Amish country and picking up the stuff left behind from the horses with the
horse pooper picker upper.
Horse pooper picker upper in Amish country. Thomas, I like it. Good one. Thomas brought a lot of different hypotheticals to the
I'm
show
about to
there.
See what they call that job. Mm. What do they call people that pick up horse poop?
Got an answer for us?
I can't type that fast.
215-592-9494. Are you buying what the Phillies are selling? Not quite yet for me. Look, the pitching has been very good. The offense has come alive this week, Coors Field, but they what is it called?
Muckers.
Muckers.
Or poop sweepers.
Not smuckers like the
Muckers.
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 I'm not doing that job. All right, I'm not fully buying into the Phillies yet. They have built up this record really on the back of beating up tomato cans. They're 17-3 against the five worst teams they face, including the Rockies, 7 wins against them. They're 15-15 against everyone else. Hughes buying in. I'm not quite there yet. 215-592-9494 and the Eagles on the in-season Hard Knocks. Do you like this?
Hold up, Joe.
What do you got?
Muckers can make anywhere from 10,000 to 140,000, 147,000.
There's no shot. Who's making $147,000 picking up horse poop?
I'm just saying that that's what it says. Look at that. That's what it says.
Yeah, but AI also says that you have a famous take about defense
and offense.
It
is super famous. It's super famous.
It's super wrong.
Put me on the map.
Phillies players. All right, Phillies players, they were asked about the best clubhouse guys and leaders. Wait to hear what name came up multiple times. prompted. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now, you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can buy live prop bets in a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Pop-Pop Douglas has stepped out. He'll be back in a second. But, you know, as we wait for Hugh to return to the studio, that song is very appropriate here. Because I saw a story, Tim Kelly of On Patterson wrote this week about, the headline was, "What Makes Someone a Great Clubhouse Guy?" We asked Bryce Harper and other Phillies. And it's interesting, they go through it, and it's like Topper's asked, and he declined to say a name. I think he didn't want to leave anybody out because he's been in baseball so long. Bryce has asked about it, Taiwan, Strom, Marsh, Romano. I mean, guys that have been around a little bit here. Tanner Banks, some guys been here a while, but been in baseball around. Not many, like, rookies. And they've played with a lot of different players. And multiple players came back with a name of a guy that's not currently on the Phillies. And it really got me thinking about it. So, both, I believe it was Bryce Harper and I think it was Marsh, mentioned Rhys Hoskins as a leader, a great clubhouse guy, and that's who came to mind. Now, first thing I thought was, well, that's not surprising. He was that. They did like him. He was a leader when he was here. But it also got me thinking about the next few months. Now, the Brewers come in here next week to play the Phillies for the first time, and I don't know if anyone has noticed the year that Rhys Hoskins is having, maybe the best year of his career or the best in 3 or 4 years. He's hitting 300, 400 on base, 500 slugging. He's been excellent. I saw a story this week. He could be an all-star for the first time in his career. I got to tell you, if we think outside the box, if the Phillies need a bat at the deadline, Kyle, the mind is already working. I would love Rhys Hoskins back here. I didn't appreciate him enough when he was here. I miss him.
Hugh, your thoughts?
Pop up. Okay. He asked me as we were about to come back from break. He's like, I got to grab something downstairs. Do I have enough time? And I said,
no,
probably not.
Just
and
no.
He walked out anyway. Real pop pop. Oh, no, he's walking back in.
I'm in, first of all.
Yeah.
Harper can move back to the outfield.
Yep.
Rhys can play first, and defense be damned. Let's get this guy back in the lineup.
I think it is. It's something I'm going to be watching closely. Now, Milwaukee's not a very good team. The NL's stacked. He's a free agent to be after the season. If they look to sell, Hugh, I mean, Kyle played us in with a song making me think about the past and mm-hmm. someone you miss. I got my eye on Rhys Hoskins, Hugh. I got my eye on it.
You know what's funny? Baby,
come back. You missed this song because you're a real pop-up. Any kind of fool.
See, that's how people knew you weren't here, because you would sing along.
Yeah.
Everything
about you. Yeah, this is a great song, man.
And the YouTube audience. Baby, come
back. Yeah, because I
Invisible
had to step
Douglas.
Out. I had a senior moment. It's okay.
You good? You back?
Yeah, I'm back. Okay. But no, I was reading a story. It was like a couple weeks ago. I think I sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, it was something, the title was like the 10 best players you know nothing about, or something flying under the radar or
yep.
whatever. And he was one of them. He's out there doing his thing. Rhys is out there doing his thing.
Well, he's on a team right now that isn't very good. Milwaukee is 25-26. They are out of, they're not in a great position for the rest of the season. We'll see what they do, but they don't look like a sure playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
He's a free agent after the year. I could easily see them trading him at the deadline. And if I'm Dave Dombrowski, I'm keeping an eye on that, because he never wanted to leave.
No, he didn't.
He never wanted to.
So we kicking Bryce?
Right back to the outfield. Right back to the outfield.
The timing of this is kind of crazy, too. I mean, I know we're kind of, spearheading this.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that his name came up in the locker room as far as leadership was concerned.
By two different
people.
Yeah,
that's pretty significant.
Well, maybe it's they miss him. I mean, you could feel that. And look, the furthest they've gone in any of these years is when he was in the lineup. The next year, he hurt his ACL in spring training. He missed the whole season. They lost the NLCS. Obviously, he wasn't the team last year. I mean, the best run they've had with this group, Rhys has been in that lineup and a big part of it. And I did mention earlier, one of the things holding me back a little bit with this team is they don't have great power right now. They're missing that. And I think the way I view it is, I'd upgrade off of Kepler with Rhys. That's effectively who he'd replace if we did this, right? Bryce would go back to the outfield, and Rhys would take those at-bats from Kepler. I've got my eye on it. 215-592-9494. You can react to that. The Phillies, are you fully buying in to what they're selling here, as they are 32 and 18, excuse me, and they've played great baseball the last few weeks. Dominated the Rockies. They go to Sacramento tonight for a road trip that takes them to a park that we've never seen. They're playing in a minor league park tonight. Scott Frantz is going to join us at 12 to talk about the Phils. And we also need to get Scott's thoughts on being part of the great flood of 2025 on the Midday Show last week. He was on the line with us as Hugh ran for the hills, and I tried to conduct an interview last week. So, Scott coming up. We also have a $100 gift card to give away today to Sunoco. And we're looking for, on a tri-day Friday, wild jobs that'd be fun to imagine Hugh or I doing here. What are the best ones we've got so far? Lifeguard, horse inseminator, pro sleeper, jockey, and in Amish country, the
mucker.
A mucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was crazy.
Picking up the poop in Amish country. All right, let's go to Art, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Art.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Art. What's up?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
Hmm, that's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, I'm calling to make a public apology. I said the Phillies were going to win 80 games, and obviously that ain't happening. So I wanted to first apologize to Taijuan Walker, saying he was not going to really make a big difference this year, but he has improved.
Wait a minute, Art, wait a minute. Let me stop you right now. How long have you been a Phillies fan?
All my life, 40 years.
So why are you apologizing? For being a fan,
don't bully
because
him out of apologizing.
No, Art. I'm trying to save Art from himself. Art.
He's being open and honest.
Art, you have no need or reason to apologize for being a fan.
Yes, you do, Art. Continue with what you're doing.
You know who needs
don't
to apologize?
To him.
Who?
John Clark.
Well, I agree with that.
John Clark needs to apologize.
And he hasn't yet.
Art, you don't need to apologize for nothing. For being a fan and dealing with this team for 40 years, don't apologize
You're
for that.
You're cutting the guy's legs out from under me.
No, don't apologize
called
for that.
With all this courage.
All right, don't do that.
Art,
don't
go
do
ahead,
that,
go ahead, Art. We're sorry.
The one thing that really changed my mind is that they're playing small ball. This team really was all about home runs, and now seeing the team really playing small ball has made a big difference. Obviously, Taijuan Walker's also improved, but the small ball playing is making me think, you know what? They're really serious about doing things different this year.
Well, yeah, the quality of the at-bats has been there really since the first week of the season. And now the last, 3 or 4 weeks, we started to see it pay dividends here. I agree with that, Art. They're just better at-bats. Art, what do you got for us? A wild job you think it'd be fun to imagine one of us doing?
Okay, Hugh, imagine this. You ready?
Yes.
You're wearing a thong and you're a stripper.
Wait, hold up. What?
Hold on.
What about big ass in a thong? No.
Well, all right, I wrote it down. I mean,
I would have wrote it until he told me no.
A stripper?
Yep.
Something you would do great.
Pound Cake. That would be my stripper name.
You already
That's
have
my
a name.
Wrestling name, too.
Yeah.
Pound Cake.
You have the same wrestling name as
yes,
stripper name?
Because I got layers.
Like peanut butter cake. Jelly time.
I don't know if I can wear a thong, though. That's a lot.
Art, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Art.
I've never had on the thong, but it don't seem like it's comfortable.
That seems as accurate, yeah.
Mm.
Doesn't seem like it's comfortable.
Mm.
So we've gotten, now this is on us. We asked for this is Try Day. I mean,
that is pretty funny, though.
It is, yeah. I feel bad for the audience because, this is theater of the mind radio, and they probably thought about that. So we're sorry for that. Scott in Washington Township. What's up, Scott?
Hi, well, I tell you, there's a lot to cover here. I'll try to get through it. The tush push, I would not trade a first-round pick for it. An automatic conversion practically on at the goal line and in short yardage is huge in today's NFL, being able to extend drives, keep the other team off the field. And the other part is we're in other teams' heads with that. I mean, the Packers, they're it's all they're worried about. They're not worried about getting better at football and beating the Eagles. They're worried about trying to get the league to stop the tush push.
Well, you're right about that. Look, I'm so glad it's back. But, Scott, a first-round pick, though? I mean, first-round picks become Lane Johnson. They become Jalen Carter. They become Nolan Smith. I mean, Devonta Smith.
They become Jonathan Harris. And
well, you're right, yeah. But if I gave you $100, it's up to you how you spend the $100. It's still $100.
Understood. I just think the value is more than that so-called $100.
It could be,
For the Phillies, I tell you, if we got Reese back, I'd put him at DH. I'd rather have Schwarber in left.
than have Reese at first, because they get more action at first. He's more likely to impact the game with his terrible defense. And Schwarber seems to be moving a little better this year than he has in the past, and I think that's the way I'd roll if that happened.
So you could do that. I mean, you could. I mean, the only thing is, I just want to keep Schwarber healthy, and I'm concerned a little bit if you put him in the outfield every day, he might not be as good as he is right now, because I think it benefits him being a DH, but defensively, it might actually be better. You could be right about that, Scott.
Yeah, and Harper's so good defensively at first base.
Because we're losing a lot of firsts if we take Harper away, for sure.
Oh, my, a ton. And we've seen Reese. In a big game, something's going to happen, and he's going to cost us one.
Well, he did in the World Series. Yeah, I mean, he dropped the ball in Atlanta.
Always.
I mean, yeah, it's funny because now I want him back. He used to frustrate me so much because of his defense. I mean, he was streaky as a hitter, more good than bad, but that defense frustrated me. All right, Scott, what do you got for us? What is a wild job it'd be funny to think of us doing?
Well, I definitely don't want to think about you doing it, actually, but a female impersonator. I mean, you know, Hugh, are you going to get those 4-inch heels or something?
So you mean a drag queen? That's what you try to clean it up.
Saying it.
Yeah, no. No.
All right, Hugh dresses a woman, yeah.
No.
I mean,
shout out to the drag queens. No issue with them.
Yeah, I was trying to make this just a Hugh thing. But all right,
that's
Scott, I appreciate it. I got dragged into it. Yeah,
I dragged it to be the drag queen.
Okay. Last couple of answers have certainly veered a different direction than I anticipated.
It's Friday. What did you expect?
Well, I mean, we started off with
the bovine semen and the semen thing.
No, we started with lifeguard.
Okay.
And then we got to the horse inseminator.
It didn't take long for us to get there, though. That's the point.
Everything before the bovine inseminator is just foggy for you.
That's because that was the first thing you thought of.
No, because I'm like, when you said weird jobs, I was like, hey. It's a weird job.
It is
a lot
weird
of money,
job.
Though. Like that's one of those jobs.
Is it really a lot of money?
$44K in this economy?
Yeah, but no, it's a job, and I'm not poo-pooing that, especially if someone needs a job. I'm just saying to do that
but
work.
But between the two,
I'm out.
I would rather be a mucker because it seems like the muckers make more money, and it all depends on where you are. For whatever reason, I was looking at this list of the pay scale for muckers. In San Jose, California, they make more than they make in Miami, and I'm assuming that's because of the cost of living. In San Jose?
Or I have a thought. Maybe there's more horses. So there's more stuff to muck.
Yeah.
Can't be many horses in Miami. Who's riding a horse in Miami?
Well, if you're making $80,000 in Miami, that's still pretty good in Miami. So there's quite a few horses.
There's a few horses in Miami?
I would assume so if you're making $80K. So, you know.
I don't know if there's any horses in Miami.
Because like all of these jobs that we're talking about, I look to see how much money we could potentially make. I'm going to look up how much drag queens make. Because that's what—that's the ultimate decider right there.
Yeah, your algorithm's going to be a mess here, man. Steve in Bridgeton. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. What's going on?
Hey, Steve. What's up?
So before I get to my Phillies point, I wanted to say something about I was on Twitter the other day, and I saw Josh Harris's wife. I don't know if you guys saw it. She was like, yeah, right now Washington Commanders are America's team.
Oh, we saw Marjorie. Yeah, Marjorie Harris. Yep.
Yeah, I laughed so hard. I was like, wait, the Eagles just whooped y'all in the NFC Championship, and they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, she's totally delusional, like her husband. Totally delusional. Yeah, I guess because they're getting a stadium, she thinks, I don't know. What is she talking about?
Because I think they said that now they're going to be playing in D.C. again instead of Maryland.
Oh, okay. But no one cares.
All right, on the Phillies. Now, hearing you guys talk about Hoskins coming back, yeah, that would be huge. But, and then you put him back in first, because remember Bryce said he'll go back in the outfield for the right guy.
He did, yes. Now, I think, I don't know what he was thinking, who the right guy is, but man, Steve, if they could get Reese back in season.
It'll be the camaraderie.
Oh, yeah, and his power, because that's the one thing about their offense right now, because it's good, and they're scoring, and they're hitting. Other than Schwarber, there's not much oomph, right? There's not much power. Like, we know Reese, when he gets hot, he can hit home runs in bunches.
All right, I wanted to go on to Alvarado situation.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
What do you got?
Now, remember, I don't know, back in 2012 when the Giants won the World Series.
Right.
Cabrera got suspended.
Melky Cabrera, Melky, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I think they can thrive off of that and just win and just thrive off of it, next man up. But Dombrowski, he has to make a trade soon before the Dodgers and any other contenders do. What I suggest is now I got two ideas.
Okay.
You go call Baltimore for Felix Bautista, or do you wait and maybe see if the Twins fall out of it? You get their closer, Duran.
Yeah, I love Duran. He's awesome.
Or do we go light and not hit a home run with maybe an experienced guy?
No, I want to hit the home run because I think we're still light at the back end. I mean, Romano's been good, which is great, but I mean, other than
now,
that,
would you trade Mick Abel though for that kind of cost?
I think I would do it for Duran. Batista, although his stats look pretty good, I don't think he's quite as dominant as he was before the injury, so maybe not him. But yeah, like if you're telling me we're getting a lockdown guy that replicates what Alvarado was or would have been, yeah, I would trade Abel. I mean, we have so much starting pitching, Steve. Even if Abel looks like a good pitcher, sometimes you got to pay to get what you need. I mean, I would trade Abel to get a lockdown reliever.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, all right, what's your job?
I'm going to see Hugh working on an oil field, like oil rig.
That would be fun.
Oil rig Douglas over here. Yeah, I like that.
I would definitely do that.
I like that. Good one, Steve. We appreciate it. All right, that one's a little bit back.
But does he mean like...
We've gone back on the regular path.
Well, you know, oil rigs, we have a few. Well, I don't know if they really consider them rigs because I guess they have to be in the water. But there's a few out here, like, I know what was the thing? Marcus Hook. That's an oil rig. I think it's an oil rig over there. And a few other ones, like, going down the highway a little bit.
You know what makes me think about when we're talking about oil rigs? Jerry Jones. Because wasn't that where the whole glory hole thing came from? It's when you find oil.
The absolute glory hole.
There we go.
Let me see how much oil rig worker make. It's a nice little living. It's like a hair under $100,000. But it seems like it's pretty good.
Well, that seems more
like... you could potentially earn up to $300,000.
Yeah, that to me is more of a career. The picking up the poop from the horses, that's not a career. I mean, you're doing that just to get by. Yeah,
could be a career.
I don't know. I mean,
can't see yourself doing that for life?
That's a tough way to live. Let's go to Matt in Germantown. What's up, Matt?
What's up, boss? How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's
Matt.
Going on,
how y'all doing today? I'm all right. Another day in the office. You understand me? I guess my first point I'll go on with the Phillies not being sold. I'm not sold that they're, like, right back where they are, but they're trending in the right direction. Mm. Last week when I was listening to the show, you guys were talking about how we're playing the worst teams, of course. But it's a great time for Bryce because he's in his slump. So I just think utilizing beating up on tomato cans is a good way to build up momentum. So when we do play good teams,
totally agree.
We can actually compete.
Totally agree.
Well, and you know what, Matt? They're banking these wins, too, which is great. Because even if they play, you know, 500-ish against some of the good teams like they have so far, if you beat all the bad teams over and over, your record's going to be pretty good.
You beat them because they're bad.
Yep.
But you're good enough. But my thing is, I just don't want us to get satiated with beating up on bad teams. Because then when we get battle-tested in the playoffs, that's when we need our players to be players.
Totally. Yeah, and I think the pitching is good no matter what. But I just wonder with the offense, like, will they hit the best pitching, or are they just hitting these Rockies pitchers and these Pirates pitchers because they're not any good? All right, Matt, what do you got for us? A job here that you think would be funny if we did?
Well, seeing as how Hugh hates water and you guys just don't really care about water, I was going to say an underwater welder.
Oh no!
Whoa, that's a good
one.
But
that's a lucrative job though. They make a lot of money.
Yes,
they make
is,
a lot of money.
But I know you. If you ain't,
man, I ain't getting in the water, man. Because like, dude, I'm watching stuff, man, with alligators and sharks swimming by people. And somebody, I watched a video the other day. Dude said, "Well, if you're ever in the water and a shark opens his mouth, just calmly close the shark's mouth."
Yeah,
calmly.
What? Yeah, calmly.
What the hell?
Well, you don't want to freak out.
What the hell wrong with you? Talk about calmly.
It's over regardless. He smelled blood, too.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Kiss the baby.
Matt, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I like this one. Underwater welder. I bet they make a good living. That's got to be a challenging thing to pull off.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. It's not what you think it is.
Well, why? Is it more than the pooper scooper guy?
Pooper scooper Bucker. Make more.
No.
It says underwater welders in the United States earn an average annual salary of around $54,000.
I feel like you got to check your facts.
$93,000.
There's just no.
$54,000 and $93,000 is a pretty big gap.
It's pretty.
You have some.
Yeah, it
facts.
Is. But you're talking about picking up poop.
I try to tell you the robots stop using.
No,
them.
But when you talk about picking up poop, the poop job is more lucrative than being an underwater.
Well, underwater welder can make $150,000 per year.
Okay, see that's a that's
what
job.
We call real facts.
It
here.
Said potentially earning over $100,000. I'm looking at the AI overview says that's what it says.
AI is sometimes
okay. So which
up.
One are you using? Because I want to be. We need to be
Google,
on the same page.
Like,
a real source.
This is the Google.
Yeah, but it's AI taking the Google stuff they see and mixing it together. That's why they think you had a famous take. I mean, that's.
Wait a minute. Let me do this again. Wait a minute. Something else just popped up.
Oh, boy.
Underwater welder death rate. It's a highly hazardous
well,
job.
Of course it is.
This is why you get
with
scared
a relatively
about
high death rate.
Yeah.
Data from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration indicates that an average of 13 workers die annually from fatal injuries during commercial dive activities.
Well, 13 out of what? I mean, this is, you got to give me the numbers.
Isn't 13 enough? Isn't that
well,
enough?
Hold on. if it's 13 out of 2 million, that's not much.
They say the numbers may be higher due to incomplete reporting. No, I'm good.
Did the same thing when we talked about going to the Everglades. They lost one person in 18 years. All the Gators are going to eat you.
They don't want to tell you how they died. It's all they died. How they died? Tell me how they died.
Well, they probably drowned or there was an accident.
How do you drown if if you got on scuba gear? You stayed too long?
Maybe the tank ran out of air. I don't know. Or, go ahead,
a shark got a hold of your ass and it was a wrap. Kiss the baby.
You know how few shark attacks there are each year. Somebody told you.
You know what it is? You looked at that same TikTok that I saw. He said, calm down and just put your hand out and basically steer the shark in other direction.
Well, of course. You need to remain calm, Hugh.
First of all, as soon as I hit the water, I'm panicking. It's a wrap.
Stop reacting so strongly. I mean, that was a good call because that person knew there was no way.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, we know what happened last week. I mean, a little rain and you ran away. You're not getting in the water.
My survival instinct is very acute.
I think it's a little bit too acute, if we're being honest. All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to talk to Scott France. We're going to back to all your phone calls on the Phils. Are you fully buying in? This team is 32-18, on pace for over 100 wins, best record in the NL. Are you fully buying this? I'm not there yet. Most of this, I would say, has been built on beating up tomato cans. Legitimate ones. Not like when Hugh was on Carolina radio last year and just totally threw the Eagles under the bus. I mean, it was.
You mentioned
ridiculous.
The fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Championship Eagles,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, but they weren't at that point.
Yeah, but
and
they,
you,
but they.
You cut their legs out from under them.
I didn't. I told the truth.
You did. You lied.
Tomato cans. They did play tomato cans.
No, they didn't. They
no,
played.
You provided alternative facts.
Okay. I mean, tomato, tomato.
No.
No.
I mean, what are you talking about?
You provided the teams the Rams and the Commanders and the Ravens.
The Baltimore Ravens had the ball the whole third quarter and only got 3 points.
I guess I just want to know, at that point, what is your bar for not being a tomato can?
I haven't said that yet. It changes. It's all subjective.
At your convenience.
Yeah.
A tomato can. The Rockies and the Pirates. That's who the Phillies have been beaten up on lately. It's why I'm not fully bought in yet. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. The Eagles on in-season Hard Knocks. Do you like it? And I'm starting to think about the idea of the Phillies bringing back Rhys Hoskins. Multiple Phillies, when asked this week about leaders and the best clubhouse presence, has brought up Rhys. I don't love what they've got out of Max Kepler so far this year. I think they could use an upgrade on offense. Bring Rhys back, trade for him, and move Bryce Harper out to the outfield. It's on my mind now. Where do you come down with all this? 215-592-9494. And Nand, your odd jobs, weird jobs. The best one we get today, imagine us doing, is going to win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. 215-592-9494. We will talk to Scott Fransky next on the Midday Show, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh. That sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day,
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class,
or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.